Welcome to Last Ditch Racing's Corona Rally Podcast. This is our final installment, and I'm your host and driver, John Cassidy. I'm actually coming to you today from Triple Caution Farm, which is Last Ditch Racing's world headquarters here in Bangor, Maine. The whole team has safely returned from the rally, and we are turning our attention to our next rally now, which is the Rocky Mountain Rally, round two of the Canadian Rally Championship for 2006. Before we do that, we have to go back a bit and discuss the final 2 days of Corona Rally. Friday saw the team end the day in third place behind Uruguayan champion Gabriel Beltran and Mexican 206 pilot Serrano. It was interesting to find that we were setting competitive times. This was somewhat unexpected by me because the transition to two-wheel drive from four-wheel drive is fairly significant, and I had forgotten the level of commitment needed to drive a two-wheel drive car quickly. It was clear that Eric and I were making progress throughout the day, and we were excited about the prospects for Saturday. Saturday's stages included a couple of very difficult stages, and each day of the rally consisted of three stages run twice, the exception of Sunday, which were two different stages. After getting a few hours of sleep on Saturday morning, Eric and I set out for the start of SS8 on Saturday morning. Transit was great, the weather was great, we arrived, very picturesque setting. As I began to suit up, I asked Eric if he was going to suit up, and as he proceeded to do so, he asked me where his helmet was. To both our shock, we realized that his helmet was nowhere to be found. There was some miscommunication in the pits, and we had left without it. In an attempt to start the stage, Eric had commandeered a motocross helmet from a local spectator, and we attempted to start the stage using that helmet. Rightfully so, the FIA asked to see Eric's helmet, and we were told that we could not start the stage. We transited back to service and decided that we would spend the day repairing the car from the damage on Friday after striking the tree and re-enter the rally on Sunday under the Super Rally rules. And the Super Rally allows teams to re-enter on the next leg of the rally, incurring a 5-minute penalty for each stage missed. For us on Saturday, that meant a 35-minute penalty. Those who know our team know that we pride ourselves on consistency and professionalism, and this was a big blow to both not only our Corona Rally experience, but also to the team in general. It took us most of the day to work through the disappointment and pain that this incident caused, but we vowed at the end of the day that we would return on Sunday and show our speed and finish up strong for our fans and our families back home. Sunday saw us transit out to special stage one of the day, which wasn't one, it was 15, I believe, only to find that the stage had been canceled due to Group N competitor Legato having stopped on the stage and not pressed his GPS button, triggering a emergency response to his site. Turns out that he was fine and the crew was fine, they just had a mechanical problem. It was unfortunate because it was a 37K stage and we were hoping to make up some time there. We all transited this special stage 16, and soon after starting, I realized that the stage was going to be good. The car felt really good, the stage felt quick, and as we pulled into the final time control at the end of the stage, the previous car was still there handing in their time card. 2-minute intervals, I knew that we had gained some speed, and I was very pleased with that. We then went on to the Nextel Super Special stage where we were partnered with, I believe it was Serrano, and over the 4.5K course, we took 9 seconds from him. Again, I was very pleased with that, and Eric and I finished the day on a high note. After the rally ended, we had to remove our gear from the 206 that was rented from Omar Baquet. And I want to say thank you to him publicly for allowing us to spank his car. We returned to the hotel, got cleaned up, and then headed over to the after party, which was held at a nearby restaurant/club. we got there about 9 o'clock, and it was quite the scene with championship drivers and co-drivers, as well as the rest of us rally folk having a great time. My co-driver, Eric Lee, was given instructions to be home at the hotel by 5 o'clock, and he did walk in at 4:59 just as we were heading out to the airport. He tells me that he had quite an awesome time, and later on the flight home, asked if he had a bruise on his back because he had some pain, and when he thought hard about why that might be, he realized that it wasn't from the rally, it was from the crowd surfing at the party. On the way back, on our flight to Chicago, Mikko Hirvonen and Marcus Grönholm were also on the flight, and we were able to spend some time with them talking about the rally and their drives at Ford. And when I mentioned to Marcus that we had seen him on the side of the road after his off early on Friday, he asked me if I had caught the driver in front of me because we were going very quick. And that went to my head fairly quick. And I told him that we did catch the driver, and he congratulated us. So that was a high point for me. We'd like to thank all of our friends and family for their support, and of course our fans here in New England and across the world at this point. We did have some discussions with Peugeot representatives from South America about coming down and participating in the championship race in November in Uruguay. We're considering that. We're not quite sure where that will take us or what that will entail, but certainly we had a great time in the two-wheel drive Peugeot and enjoyed the very close competition with our fellow competitors in Mexico. A big thank you to all of our competitors in Mexico and the Peugeot Sport Mexico staff for their warm welcome and the great competition and especially the great camaraderie. At the end of the day, that was really the high point of the rally for us. I think that Eric and I still have some unfinished business in Mexico, and I think that you'll probably see us there again next year. But certainly before that time, or before we get into a two-wheel drive car again, we'll be visiting our friend Tim O'Neill down in New Hampshire for some further instruction and see if we can't wring a little bit more speed out of that little pug. Please look at the website in the next week or so for some fantastic video that we'll have online for you. From the event, we don't have a lot of onboard as the camera decided to fall off the mount halfway through the race. We do have some fantastic video from a couple of stages as well as a ceremonial start and a special video by our team member, Nigel Prodrive. So thanks to all of you. Thanks for all your well wishes via email and internet and cell phone during the event. We hope you've enjoyed the podcast. We're looking forward to doing more this year. And hoping to get Nigel Prodrive back on board for some more interviewing. From Eric, myself, and Dave and Duncan, cheers, and we'll see you at our next event.
Real cars, real roads, real fast. You can learn to drive like this at Tim O'Neill Rally School, North America's premier rally school, led by five-time U.S. and North American rally champion Tim O'Neill. Whether you're 16 or 60, a competitive racer, or just an average Joe, we have a class for you. Check us out online at timoneal.com or call 1-866-823-5558. Experience the world of high-speed driving on loose surfaces at Tim O'Neill.